Hi, honey. I've had such a busy day. How was yours? Good. I'm glad your day went well. Mine? My day went extremely well. Managed to get a few things done around the house and got some of my planned shopping done. I got this new flannel shirt. You like it? It's a little big. Anyways, there's something I wanted to tell you about. No, I didn't go over our budget or get an animal or anything like that. I did something I never thought I would do. You might want to lay down or at least sit back if you want to hear about it. I know. Let's get in bed. Okay, I really hope you enjoy this, because I know I had fun doing it. So, I went to the hardware store today to get some of our backyard gardening stuff. Just some soil and plants and some wood to make ourselves a little planter. When I had picked out the wood I wanted, I had to call for help to get it in the cart and get it cut. So when the attendant comes over, well, I couldn't help but stare. It's this guy who had to have been 6'4", 6'5", and very built. His jeans and shirt fit him snugly, and his muscles were perfect for a man his size. He just introduced himself as Nick, and I was all smiles. While we chatted about the wood selection, I caught him looking me up and down. I might have had a low-cut tank top on today. So once he pulled down the wood pieces, he asked me if there was anything else I needed in the wood department. This is where I went outside my boundaries, honey. I leaned in close to him, pressed my tits against his stomach, and said, "Well, Nick, I do need this wood cut, but..." And this is where I rested my hand on the bulge in the front of his jeans. "I really need this one more piece of wood to make sure I leave here satisfied." He grinned at me and just said, "I'm sure I can meet whatever needs you came in today, miss." God damn, baby, that made me gush. I knew I was in for it already. So Nick pushes the wood cart with me following behind into the back warehouse area where they have the woodcutter. He asked me which wood I wanted done first. I was a bit nervous, so I said he should cut the lumber. While he was working, I just kept getting more turned on. I was touching myself through my workout shorts, thinking about how hot he was and what he might actually do to me. I think I just might have gone into some kind of slut mode. As he finished the last cut, I pulled my tank top down to expose my tits for him. I approached him and he leaned down and we kissed deeply. There was no one else around, and I said to him, "Let me show you how I take care of wood." I got down on my knees in front of him and unzipped his pants. I could already see he had a very, very nice cock. I reached in and pulled it out and took my breath away. It was so fucking long and thick. Yes, baby, he was even bigger than you, but he's probably the biggest I've ever seen in real life. Oh, no, no, baby, don't come yet. I have so much more to tell you. In fact, let me get my vibrator so I can relive this little experience. My mouth was practically drooling already as I lifted his heavy cock with both hands. I put the head into my mouth. I opened my eyes and looked at him. I could see I was giving him a good deal of pleasure, so I challenged myself. I opened my mouth as wide as I could and put my hands on his ass. Oh, I pulled his cock into my mouth and down my throat. I was lucky he wasn't totally hard because I was able to get it all the way down to his balls. He moaned loudly and I can feel his cock flex in my throat. Oh, it was going to make me gag, so I came back off of it. It was dripping my spit, which I used to stroke him from base to tip. Oh, I put my mouth back on the head and filled my mouth again. He was soon so hard that I couldn't fit it back down my throat, baby. As I stroked him and sucked him as hard as I could, it was like I was a slave for his cock. Oh. He put his hands in my hair and started controlling my head. He pulled my mouth down on his cock until he could feel the back wall and started thrusting in and out of me. Yes, I know, I tell you, I hate it. Oh, baby, to be honest, I couldn't say no to him. I didn't even want to say no to him. I couldn't say no to him. I wanted him to do whatever it took for me to please him. I just never felt like this before. Oh, he surprised me by standing me up and pulling down my shorts in one motion. He tore apart my tank top and let my tits swing free. God, it was hot. He picked me up by my ass and wrapped my legs around him. He took me to a workbench and set me on it, my legs dangling on either side of him. He leaned down and sucked my tits while he felt around my pussy. I watched him before I looked up and saw another guy, quite a bit older, watching. He closed the door and just stood there, rubbing his own cock through his pants. My attention was drawn back to Nick as he placed his cock at the entrance of my pussy. He asked if I was ready, and I said, God, yes. And he slid inch after inch of that gorgeous thick cock into me. Oh, baby, I've never been filled up like he did. Oh, I came right then. Oh, he spent the next 5 or 6 minutes just fucking life out of me. Oh, squeezing my tits, laying me back for a different angle. He was making me come over and over again. And finally, he pulled out. Oh, and he sprayed his... Oh, fuck. Oh. He pulled out and he sprayed his hot cum. Oh, fuck. All over me. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh. Fuck. Oh. God, yes. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God, baby, that was a good one. He was a powder shooter too, baby. Oh, not only was there so much of it, but he sprayed me on my face and my tits from down where he was, down between his legs. Whoa. I slid down to the floor and I cleaned his cock. And got as much cum as I could off my skin and slurped it down. Oh, baby, his cum was so sweet and delicious. Oh, and Nick comped us for the lumber today and sent me out the back door to avoid any questions. That's how I stayed in budget. Oh, my tank top? Well, afterward, the foyer had left, so it was just us again. And I didn't have a shirt that would work since he ripped the damn thing to shreds. So he gave me one of his extras. It's a flannel I had on when you came home. It smells so fucking good. Just like him. I really want to see him again, but I'm not sure when. What do you think? Should I see him again?